Vlad burned food stores and poisoned wells to slow the invading army.
Scorched earth. Brilliant policy. Very, very, very cruel. But they say an army travels on its stomach. This is especially true in the 15th century. They lived off the land. Well, if you create scorched earth, there's no food around.
Vlad the Impaler raced back to the capital and with sadistic delight watched the invading army approach.
A first wave of Turkish came through, crossed the border and came into Romania. He won that battle, took all the corpses and the wounded and the prisoners, and had a whole forest of sticks brought up in this big open field. And when the second wave came with the main army, they just stopped dead on their tracks. And so this forest of bleeding, agonizing bodies on sticks, and it was just a big, huge forest of dead bodies.
20,000, over 23,000 some odd. It was a deliberate attempt to frighten the Sultan. And when the Sultan saw this, he said, what can you do against a man who does such terrible things?
It was just so barbarous, so atrocious, that even for them, they couldn't stand it. They just turned around and fled.